We'll say hello to Dr. Sean Ritchie.
Good day. How are you?
And Dr. T.J. Clayton.
How are you doing?
And we're going to have a special guest later who's going to tell us a little bit what it's like to go through treatment from Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. But I understand that the two of you wanted to sort of explain first, what is neuropathy? It's sort of a neuropathy 101. We talked about this the last month that you were here, but just to go over it again so people understand it, who wants to start here?
Yeah, I'll start. Neuropathy is a pretty devastating disease. It's amazing how many people suffer from it and feel like they are alone out there, like there's not many people that have this. But in the United States, there is about 8 to 10% of people suffering with this, which is close to 30 million people. And it's absolutely amazing what they go through and how it can steal a life. And what peripheral neuropathy is, neuropathy in general is the death or destruction of a nerve, okay? Peripheral gives a demographic. It tells you where it is. So peripheral is the end. So it's in your toes, starts in your toes or your fingertips, and it'll want to work its way back. Most of the time it'll get to the knees or the elbows, and that's kind of where it stops. The beginning stages, you'll start to feel a little bit of numbness, maybe a little tingling, little pins and needles, maybe feel like your toes are a little chunky or, you know, like blocks of wood. Maybe you're walking on marbles or crumpled up socks, maybe even sponges, and that's the beginning stages. It's kind of weird feeling at that point, kind of confused what you're going through. It's usually both feet. But then it can roll into the other stuff, which is the stabbing pain, the electric shocks. It'll wake you out of a dead sleep. You'll get the burning, the cold feet, and you can't even describe whether it's, you know, on fire or if it's in an ice block. And that's every day. And unfortunately, neuropathy is a progressive disease, and it will steal your life. It eventually takes away your mobility of just simple walking to driving, and they're kind of left with no hope. You know, they get medication to deal with a symptom, but we have a program that's actually designed to address that cause, those damaged nerves. We have a way that we can help your body get those nerves to come back to life.
Well, Dr. TJ, let me ask you something. The crumpled up socks thing that Dr. Murchie mentioned, after the last program aired, I had several people contact me, and although I don't think we ever used that phrase in that program, they all said the same thing. It's like your socks are bunched up in your shoe.
Yes.
How common is that for people to have that shared experience, a similar experience like that? And from what Dr. Ritchie said, it's not going to just stop at that. It's going to continue?
Right. So that's a fairly common symptom we hear. A lot of people report like their feet are being squeezed in a vice grip or their socks are 10 sizes too small, sensations in the bottom of their feet, especially when walking, can't feel carpet, things like that. This affects someone's ability to walk and their mobility. A lot of these people struggle with sleep. Neuropathy symptoms can spike at night for multiple different reasons, but nighttime, it can really rob their sleep too. So progressive illness, those nerves are going to continue to deteriorate and get damaged, and it can get to the point where it's permanent damage if it's not caught too soon. Our program's designed to stop that damage and also repair it and start to get those nerves to regenerate.
Well, gentlemen, if I could ask you, is there such a thing as just a little neuropathy, or will it always be progressive?
It's always progressive for the most part. It just depends on each patient. Some people can come in a couple weeks and feel like it's, you know, at its full-blown effect, and then you can have people several years with it that are, it's just slowly progressing, you know, almost hard to tell, but that's almost the guarantee that it will progress. It always depends on the cause and, you know, how severe that cause is. Like diabetes is a very common one. So if you're a under control diabetic, may not be progressing as fast as somebody who might not be having their diabetic numbers under control. So all depends on the causes of what these people have.
Well, speaking to that, there are people, and you mentioned it, getting their diabetes under control. There are people that will eat with abandon and they just will not temper their lifestyle or the typical American diet right now. There are others that will say, okay, I'm going to lose some weight, I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to do some more exercise, and they sort of remake themselves. But are they still stuck with the neuropathy then?
Yes, unfortunately they are. You know, once the nerves get damaged, they're damaged. I always like to refer to it as a tire in a car. You know, if it gets out of alignment and you start to wear the one tire down, and it's worn out. So you put it back in line, you know, you can kind of slow that process down, but in fact, you've already caused the damage. And it's the same thing with neuropathy. Once the nerve has begun to get damaged, it's always there, unfortunately.
Well, you said that there's something that you can do for people. What is that?
We have a lot of different components, Doug. There's a lot of different things that we use in our programs. One of the main components that we utilize is one of the most powerful low-level light therapies on the market. And that is the beginning stages of us being able to start to address that cause of those damaged nerves. Low-level light therapy was based off of some Nobel-winning knowledge. A doctor in 1998 discovered this thing called nitric oxide that our body makes. With that said, we've realized that the older we get, the less we produce. And furthest from the heart is in the peripheral, so those little arteries will want to tighten up because nitric oxide keeps them open. So we have found technology, hence low-level light therapy, that can help your body produce nitric oxide, which is a way to dilate those blood vessels so that we can actually water and bring nutrients to those damaged nerves, and then your body knows how to take it from there. So that's the first stage of it. Other components, we can actually increase micro blood vessel flow. We can actually stimulate these little sensory nerves and help them to start to re-educate their functionality. It just all depends on how severe a patient is, depending on what we put to the table. The best part about it, everything is FDA approved. It's non-invasive. There's no drugs. Most of the stuff you do at home, simple, it's easy, and it works.
Dr. T.J. Clayton, when we're talking about reactivating some nerves, is it a matter of bringing certain nerve tissues that have gone dormant back to life, or is it growing new nerve around them?
Getting those nerves to regenerate themselves. So you're not growing new networks of nerves necessarily, but by getting those capillaries to start turning back on and we're able to feed those nerves with fresh blood supply, which is bringing oxygen and nutrients, then those nerves can start to heal. They're lacking what they need to heal.
And how long of a process is that?
It can be different, and a number of factors play a role as far as like how long someone's had it or how severe the condition is, those things. But in general, with our program, most people within, like it's 90% of people are getting anywhere from 50 to 100% better within a 90-day time period. So,
and that sounds like a pretty quick, well, to somebody who's going through it, maybe not, if you say at the outset 90 days, but look at it this way, for a lot of things, there is no treatment, so 90 days is short for that reason. And also, what are you going to be doing 90 days from now if you didn't try it?
Exactly. Yeah, and it starting the treatment and stopping it is our first priority. We have to stop that damage because if someone waits and says, oh, I want to hold off another 6 months, they can come back and they could be too far gone at that point for us to start the program. Once the damage gets so severe, then we are limited on what we can do to reverse it. So it's very important to get someone started in a timely fashion.
Dr. Ritchie, how long have some people put up with neuropathy before they come and see you? What's the average, or is there an average?
Well, I mean, if you think of a typical pathway, that's the journeys that we hear every day. You know, as we mentioned, you start to get that kind of weird feeling in your toes, and you go to your PCP and you say, my toes aren't feeling right. And they'll take note of it, and they'll say, well, we'll keep an eye on it. And then all of a sudden, it'll get worse. It'll start traveling up. They keep telling the PCP. Then they start running blood work. And then they'll start, if his pain starts to kick in, then they'll start to prescribe some pain medication, gabapentin, Lyrica, Neurontin are very common ones. But they just keep traveling that pathway until they start doing some testing. The testing is like EMGs, like I said, the blood work to see if you're diabetic, and eventually you're getting worse and worse, as we said, it's progressive. So by that point, they're pretty much told that they're stuck with it. They're going to have it for life, and they're going to be able to try to minimize the pain, but it will get worse. I mean, some people that are traveling fast can say, the docs will say that you'll be in a wheelchair and we'll try to avoid amputation, which kind of scares a person. So when we see patients and they come in and they've gone through this, that journey, and we do our initial exam on them, where we can determine whether they're an actual candidate for our program and tell them that you're a great candidate, we can help you, is a really fun day for us. Being able to tell a person that not only can we stop it, but about 90 to 95% of our patients will get 50 to 100% better, and then we'll teach them how to maintain that the rest of their life, which is pretty good.
Dr. T.J. Clayton, how many people do you say, based on percentage, can you help when they come in through the door? You can't help 100%, but it's a
right.
good number?
We do have a few that will come in, too, and that's why we do the consultation, so we can determine if they do indeed have peripheral neuropathy. So we have a few that walk through that don't and aren't good candidates, but 90% of the time, you know, you can tell that that's someone that this is someone I can change their life.
And that's a free consultation.
Yes.
Dr. T.J. Clayton, why don't you introduce us to our guest here?
Yeah, so today we have Mr. Barry Luke. Barry Luke is a patient of ours that has gone through, you're about, what, 60 days or so into
yes.
into our program, came to us with peripheral neuropathy looking for an answer. So we brought him in today so he could share his results and kind of tell you his story a little bit.
Sir, what's your background? What type of work do you do, and what kind of health problems have you had with this?
Well, it started off initially in 98. I was diagnosed with diabetes. I've been an electronic technician most of my entire life. In 98, I was diagnosed with diabetes. Had no problems with neuropathy through 2010. In 2010, my life changed a lot. I had colorectal cancer, did 38 rounds of chemo. It was within months of finishing up my chemo that my feet started. It felt initially, as we talked, it felt as if I was just, my socks were all balled up at the end of my toes, and it just was, it was a horrible feeling. It progressed on to feeling like there were just little tinges of needles sticking me in the bottom of my feet. That later went on to feeling like I was walking on nails, to the point where initially when I got to talk to Doc here, it was pretty bad. It was feeling like I was getting some knife stabbings every once in a while, trouble sleeping at night. Everything that you've talked about before is what I had been experiencing.
I'm unclear about the trouble sleeping at night. I mean, you're getting the stabbing pains or something so much that it wakes you up, or
yes.
what else?
Yes, yes. You'll actually get yourself into a sleep, and then all of a sudden you will feel it, just a hot burning in the bottom of your feet, and it will feel actually like somebody's just sticking you with a knife in the bottom of your feet. It's not a fun feeling.
I've tried to describe this to people based on my observation and what the doctors have mentioned before. This is like if you fall asleep on your arm and it restricts the blood flow a bit, you wake up, maybe your hand is asleep or your arm is asleep, and it's not a pleasant feeling, but it goes away mm-hmm. after a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This is similar to what you feel all the time when you do
similar,
this?
But never goes away. Never goes away.
And how did you find the folks at Tri-State Neuropathy Centers?
I had been going to Dr. TJ for quite some time, just for my chiropractic needs. We had talked about this because of the fact that he had known that I had neuropathy just because of being a patient of his. He brought forward to me about Tri-State and said about, you know, there's a possibility, let's just go in and do a consultation and let's see if there's anything we can do for you. And we did the consultation, and I'm thrilled to say that he said that I was a good candidate. So
now when you go in for the consultation, what is it they ask you to do?
The consultation is a series of tests. They do testing of your feet to see how much actually you feel during that period of time. There are other things that they do, evaluation of looking at your feet to make sure that, you know, do you have any real issues that maybe can be helped or maybe they need to steer away from. So, but it was good to hear that he thought that I could be helped. So
when did you first show up? How long ago was it? 60 days?
Yeah, it was the first part of August.
And what do they have you do for treatment?
The treatment actually is several parts. The treatment is a light. It's actually looks like a set of boots that you put on. Mm. They come clear up to your knees. That's the light technology. Very warming feeling while you're doing it. It's a timed event for 20 minutes. Then there's a foot bath that you do. There's a solution that was developed by, I want to say, some doctors that, you know, it's designed for just neuropathy. Also, there are some oral medications to take, those being for the nitrous oxide and for nerve renewal. So those are the things that actually I think really the whole package is what really helps.
When did you first start to notice any difference in what you – I mean, I don't mean feeling completely well, but I mean just anything that – oh, wait, there's something.
I'm going to say probably 30 to 45 days. I go for a regular massage every 2 weeks. Whenever she would work on my feet, a lot of times I really didn't know it because of the fact that it was – Such a tingling feeling.
They
were
that numb that if somebody's rubbing your feet, you could not tell.
Yeah.
But this time,
it's changed completely. In fact of the matter, she, the massage therapist, has said, "Do I need to back off? Because I can see that
there's a reaction when she's touching the."
Yes.
Dr. Ritchie, how common is what he's describing here?
This is the stuff we hear every day. You know, when somebody starts, when he was telling his story, I was thinking of a woman who would get pedicures, and she freaked out. She pulled her foot away from the lady working on her feet because she actually felt it, and it scared her. And but that's kind of what we hear. You know, as people start to regenerate those nerves, they can start to feel things. You know, just like Barry said, it's. You're so used to not feeling things, and then all of a sudden you start to feel them. Then you really start to realize, wow, this is really making a difference. And then your balance starts to get better. You start to sleep through the night and go, wow, I didn't get woken up from that burning sensation. And then eventually you get you anywhere to 50 to 100%, and then we can teach you how to maintain that.
Dr. Clayton, what does Barry have ahead of him here?
So he's honestly, with his progression, he's done really, really well so far. And he's, like Dr. Sean was saying, at that point, then we can kind of teach someone to maintain. Obviously, these conditions don't go away completely. There is no cure. But what we can do then is just maintain his progress and maintaining a quality of life. One of the things you had mentioned to me the one day was you had just come back from the beach and how much walking you had done on the beach, and I think you mentioned feeling the sand on your feet. So those things that we don't want you missing out on.
That was something you had not been able to experience, the sand?
Right. You're walking to walk. You're walking to walk with loved ones, but you really don't feel that.
I'm curious, would you feel the heat from the sand at least?
No.
Which could be dangerous if you're... walking on a sand that's too hot, or an asphalt parking lot or something.
Yes. Well, you learn not to go many places without shoes on.
Were you doing this just to see the difference as to what it had been, or did you sort of had suddenly the light bulb goes off, oh, wait, there's something here?
Well, there were several indicators coming up to that, because before we went on vacation, I had noticed that I walked into our living room and said, I really... this is what the carpet feels like. And it was just really strange, because I had lived my life with keeping my shoes on because of the fact that was just, it was almost like a shelter.
Uh-huh.
But just by kicking my shoes off and walking in our living room and telling my wife, this is hard to believe, I feel what the carpet feels like. And so when we went on vacation, needless to say, it had been years since I had even... thought about walking in the sand barefoot. And so this time was great.
Dr. Ritchie, how are you going to be able to maintain that form? What happens now?
First off, Barry, that's so great to hear. I love hearing stories of people being able to get their life back. Suffering for 12 years and having absolutely no direction on how to get it better. And I can almost guarantee that I know you had the trust in Dr. TJ, but to feel the skepticism of what, you know, we're telling you that we can help you. And now that you're, you know, 60 days into this and you're starting to be able to do the things that you used to be able to do, like simply walk on a sand and feel and keep your balance, is just great to hear. And that's what we always shoot for. We always try to get your goals, get you back to doing the things you love to do. But if I could ask you a question, 0 to 100%, where do you think you're at? You know, we're not even through the first phase of this program. Where do you think you're at? 100% being better, 0%, nowhere.
It's tough giving percentages, but I'm going to say anywhere from 40 to 60.
40 to 60. So
in 60 days.
Yeah. In 60 days.
That's great. That's great, and we're still on that upward turn. So once we get you to the maximum level, say we get you 80, 90%, maintenance is very easy. Most of the therapy is done at home because the equipment is there, and being able to maintain those results are very simple. Once a week kind of treatments that we can do on you and keep those results there for you for the rest of your life. So maintenance is very simple.
Looking forward to it.
Barry, any advice you'd have for anybody who's listening to this and had the same thing that you did?
I would say, just if you're feeling this at all, if you're feeling the scrunchy socks, if you're feeling the tingling, if you're feeling the burning, even the knifing, make sure you stop. Stop and go in to see Dr. TJ, and I'll tell you, it's amazing. In 60 days where I've come, there's help. There's help. I never thought there would be help, but there is help, and it's life-changing. It is.
Barry Luke, thank you very much. Dr. TJ Clayton, thank you.
Thank you.
And Dr. Sean Ritchie, thank you.
Thank you very much.